This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. It's been a month since New Jersey Governor Chris Christie shut down hundreds of transportation projects after he and legislative leaders failed to agree on how to replenish the state's ailing Transportation Trust Fund. Construction sites across the state now lie unfinished, frustrating drivers, small town leaders, and workers alike. Reporter Dusty Christensen has the story.
When the shutdown order came, workers had just started repairing the Park Avenue Bridge, connecting Hoboken and Weehawken. Metal plates were put over the holes workers had drilled, but last Thursday, inspectors found that those plates were failing. A repair crew was immediately called in.
That makes me nervous.
Jason Kolb lives nearby. He's walking his dog Bailey over the bridge.
The accident in Minnesota a couple of years back, like all those people died. Like, this is a scenario where the government knows what's going on, the bridge is failing. They need to really pass the funding.
Now, to be clear, this bridge is not falling down. And if it were in risk of falling, the state says there's money left over for emergency work. But it's clearly in bad shape, as are hundreds of other construction sites now sitting idle across New Jersey. Federally funded projects on interstates and elsewhere are unaffected. At a train crossing in the township of North Bergen, workers had begun building an overpass before the shutdown. Drivers have waited years for this bridge, yet there it sits, an incomplete quarter arch just stuck in the air. Hudson County Executive Tom DeGise says every municipality has a similar story to tell.
All of us are affected by the numbskull decision to make us stop all of these projects at once.
The crazy thing is, state leaders actually agree on the need to raise the state's gas tax to fund these projects. They disagree over how to ease that pain on voters with other tax cuts. Governor Christie and the state assembly want to lower New Jersey's sales tax, but state Senate President Steve Sweeney says that plan would blow a $1.6 billion hole in the state budget.
You know, there's a limit to the tax cuts that we can provide. There really is. There's a lot.
Sweeney also wants tax cuts, but says his plan would cost far less than Christie's. Montclair State University professor Bridget Callahan-Harrison says the dispute is really about the political ambitions of Sweeney and Christie.
With Mr. Christie focusing on his national political career and the Senate president focusing on his likely 2017 gubernatorial bid.
She says a once cozy relationship between the two has soured as they position themselves for different futures.
Now that their ambitions are kind of divided, what we've seen is that they oftentimes tend to be opponents in many battles.
Things aren't getting better. A spokesman for the New Jersey Department of Transportation says the fund will run out of money in mid-August. If the deadlock continues, it means many projects could get pushed back until spring, after the cold weather. That's bad news for road worker George Schneckenberg from Woodbridge.
If we don't get back to work soon, it's going to be a real long, lean winter.
Schneckenberg is one of as many as 1,700 workers displaced by the Transportation Trust Fund debacle. He received a pink slip while on a job as a foreman for a pipe crew.
Working down in Tom's River, and I'm just like, oh, Christ, how am I going to explain this to my wife?
He says summer is peak roadwork season, when he and others toil day and night to finish projects while the weather permits, collecting overtime in order to save for the much slower winter months. But he's eating into that stash already.
I don't know what our politicians are doing, how they could just sit home and collect their money for a month while the rest of us are sitting home not collecting anything.
None of this will help improve the state of New Jersey's infrastructure. It received a grade of D+ from the American Society of Civil Engineers this year. For WNYC, I'm Dusty Christensen.